Of two Minnesota lawmakers and their spouses. Drew Evans is with the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension.
There's over 100 law enforcement officers and numerous SWAT teams that are in that area searching for him.
A state rep was shot and killed. A state senator was shot and wounded. Jennifer Mayerly is with CBS News Minnesota.
Lawmakers tell me they're scared for themselves and their colleagues. People coming here to the Capitol, they're heartbroken, some feeling on edge. Those in that rural community that's being searched say they're stunned that this is happening in their backyard. And police, they are fanning out and they are warning residents that they may be searching people's properties.
But there are fears over that because the suspect was dressed as a police officer when he shot at those lawmakers at their homes. Immigrants' rights advocates are still speaking out against ongoing raids by federal officials in the Los Angeles area. Correspondent Elise Preston is there.
Tensions remain high as immigration agents make more arrests in Southern California, raising anxiety and anger.
Dang, you got a lot of cars here.
The raid sparking more than a week of daily protests in downtown L.A. On Saturday, police used tear gas and rubber bullets to clear a large crowd near the federal building. Mayor Karen Bass says Los Angeles does not need the military.
They don't need to be here. Our local law enforcement have complete control.
Israel unleashed airstrikes across Iran for a third day and threatened even greater force. Both sides are reporting deaths to civilians. CBS's Willie James Inman says it comes just as the G7 begins tomorrow in Canada.
Talks aimed at reducing tensions between the U.S. and Iran were canceled. Chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee Tom Cotton believes the increased pressure on Iran will eventually lead to negotiations.
And he would like Iran to come back to the table. I think now that Iran sees that Israel and America means business and surrender its enrichment capabilities voluntarily. If that doesn't happen, though, I think these strikes are going to continue.
At least four people are dead and another four missing after loads of rain fell in West Virginia last night. Governor Patrick Morrissey says it came down quickly.
There were roughly 3 to 4 inches of water that fell in the area in less than an hour. That's very, very difficult to deal with.
In Pennsylvania, J.J. Spahn turned a miserable day into an unforgettable finish at the U.S. Open, overcoming 5 early bogeys to win. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
This Father's Day, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to durable jeans and outdoor gear, our in-store experts can guide you as you shop, assisting with boot sizing and helping you navigate the store so you can find the perfect gift. Share a piece of the American spirit with him this Father's Day. Boot Barn, unwrap the West.
Authorities are warning about a drug 100 times stronger than fentanyl.
It's called carfentanil. Just a tiny bit can kill you.
Literally a speck of dust that could fit on the tip of a pencil.
Brian Mulcahy, assistant special agent with the DEA in Columbus, Ohio, says drug dealers are hiding carfentanil in pills that look like oxycodone or Adderall.
These drugs are more deadly than we've ever seen in the history of the drug trade.
Mulcahy wants people to remember 4 words. One pill can kill.
No young person should have to lose their life for a mistake.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Leonard Lauder, the oldest son of the founders of Estee Lauder and former CEO of the beauty empire, has died at 92, the company says. Lauder died Saturday, surrounded by family. The company says he served many roles at Estee Lauder over 6 decades and led the launch of many brands, including Aramis, Clinique, and Lab Series. Lauder joined the company in 1958. Matt Piper, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 59. Mostly sunny with highs in the low 70s on your Monday. On Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, mostly sunny and a high around 83. For Wednesday, more showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s.
It's 60 at our studios.
Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Oh, 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 oh. the other night, everybody there was there. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
up on the roof. Up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face.
Up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
Up on the roof,
on the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I and sweet, I get away from the hustling crowd and all that rat race noise down in the street. On the roof, the only place I know, where you just have to wish to make it so. Telling you right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof. Up on the roof. Yeah.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Racine's historic 4th Fest Parade is getting ready to step off for the 89th year on July 4th. The pre-parade starts at 8:30 with the sirens, classic cars, and tractors. The main parade starts at 9 a.m. sharp from Golden, Maine, traveling south on Maine for over 2.5 miles. This year's theme is Roots in Racine, highlighting the industry, heritage, and inventions that call Racine home. Get all the details at racine4thfest.org, and we'll see you July 4th with WRJN.
The Racine Raiders will host Youth Football Night on Saturday, June 21st against the River City Rough Riders. The team will host a free youth camp prior to the game, and all participants get a free ticket for that night's game. The Racine Raiders and River City Rough Riders, Saturday, 7 p.m. at historic Horlick Athletic Field.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Child abuse is not a bad parent problem.
And the causes may be different than you think.
You see, paid family leave.
That prevents child abuse.
And high-quality, affordable child care.
Prevents child abuse, too.
Prevent Child Abuse America promotes programs and resources informed by science that help communities, parents, and kids thrive.
Because when we keep families out of crisis,
we prevent child abuse
from ever happening.
Go to PreventChildAbuse.org to learn more.
Let's solve child abuse before it ever happens.
Lord, have mercy on a boy from
better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is gone again for Hoskins.
We've got the action all season long. Turn it up. Brewers baseball lives on your local Civic Media radio station.
Through my window today, could have tripped out easier, but I've changed my way. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it. We're doing it in style, cause I made my going.
Well, I got down on my knees, and I pretend to play.
news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
I find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Let it be.
just came to see you'd never do that to me,
would you, babe?
It's being around you is all I see, is what I want to do. We ought to stay
you're near. You stopped at my urgent bed. Bring that meter. midnight confession when I'm telling the world that I love you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Trump is ordering a ramp up in deportations from Democratic-run cities. CBS's Paulina Smolinski.
In a Sunday Evening Post on Truth.